Who are we investigating today, man?
Well, we have a few things we need to investigate here, Hugh. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today. This is the Midday Show. We have a couple conspiracies that we need to in this final segment. One dealing with a co-host here at the station coming up in a few minutes here. But first, I gotta mention this text message I got yesterday from another one of our coworkers, Dave Uram of KYW News Radio. As you know, Hugh, how do you refer to Dave as special?
Dave, yeah, he's different.
Yeah, Dave's a different kind of guy.
Well,
positive way. Dave is a unique human being. I'll just say that. So yesterday, you know, I'm standing at the train station because I took the train to work, and I'm waiting for the train to go home, and I get a text from Dave. And the people in this group chat, myself, Mike Angelina, Buzz Wilson, and James Seltzer. Now, we don't have an active group chat.
It's an interesting group chat.
It is. And we have no history of having a group chat. So Dave sends us a picture of Wikipedia, the 1983 NBA Finals, and then sends a long text. He says, I found out something interesting. The 1983 NBA Finals was not known as the NBA Finals. It was the NBA World Championship Series or Showdown 83. They didn't start calling it the NBA Finals until 1986. So the Sixers technically have never won the NBA Finals. They won the Larry O'Brien Trophy in 83 that Larry awarded to them, but it technically was not the finals. Then he goes on to say, so the Sixers have technically never won the NBA Finals. Now, while one could argue it's like the Eagles not winning the Super Bowl until Super Bowl 52, aside from three NFL championships, the difference is someone could argue that the Sixers still beat the Western Conference champion Lakers. It wasn't two leagues like NFL, AFL. It was NBA, but not the NBA Finals. Why he decided he needed to let us four know this information urgently was so bizarre.
Did he also put it on Twitter?
No,
or was
he didn't.
This for your ears only?
For our eyes only.
Eyes only.
Now, Mike responded, oh, wow, I never noticed that. Seltzer responded in a very, you know, James Seltzer way, like, oh, this is wild stuff, like, you know, whatever. I just sat back. I said, take a nap, Dave. Like, what? Like, why are you telling us this?
He's excited.
And he sent us more information today about it. I'm not going to read all this stuff. But yeah, I don't like.
He investigated further and continued to share.
So I confronted him this morning in person, like during a break. I'm like, Dave, why'd you feel the need to send us?
Oh, he's not on vacation.
No, he's here. You know, he's always.
Does he ever take vacations?
He doesn't believe in vacation days. Like he will work every vacation.
I don't either, but they're making me.
Yeah,
making me leave.
Wow, wonder why.
But yeah, is this
somebody here?
This is so that they don't have to fire you.
It's not nice.
You might be on some dough.
Not the weirdest thing ever, though? With Uram,
no, can
what is?
Yeah, that's, like,
see,
it is an interesting fact, though.
Can I be allowed to recklessly speculate like I like to do?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, okay. This is why you're going on vacation, buddy?
Yeah, that's because I be speculating all the time. Okay, what time of the day was this?
2:15 p.m. yesterday.
Okay, so, was he at work or was he at home?
Well, I think he was at home at that point. I think he leaves around like 11:30 or something.
Okay, so, I myself have sent, well, not tweets, but I've sent pictures and stuff to Kyle and Joe. So, I can relate to this a little bit. So, normally, when I do stuff like that, I'm in my profound thinking era, like it's so to speak.
Your gummy era?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
Okay. All right.
But it might be gummy related.
Recklessly speculating.
Yeah, it might be gummy related. So I can relate to that. So since we're here and you already put us there, yeah, he probably was high. I would say Dave probably is a gummy partaker.
No way.
You don't think so?
No.
Like, listen to how deep. Read it. I mean, I don't want you to read it again.
Some people think deeply without assistance.
He's like, I don't want you to read that again.
I don't want you to read it again.
Don't put the audience to sleep again.
That is profound thinking at 2:30.
Which is like an interesting fact that he dug up and wanted to share.
And he wanted to share it, but how do you get that profound?
Well, my question is, do we now remove an NBA title from the Sixers?
I think we might. I think that was Dave's point. Because he does hate Philadelphia. That's a well-noted fact.
He hates Philadelphia?
Yeah, he's a hater.
Wow. You mean the Sixers?
No, he picks against the Eagles in every Super Bowl.
He doesn't. Not you, Ram.
Yes, he does. He's a covert...
Not my Dave,
Never
you
meet
Ram.
Your heroes, you.
not my Dave, you Ram. What are you doing to me?
But, and why he chose, like, that selection of people was odd.
He was high.
Like, it was me, it was Mike, it was Buzz.
He was high.
And it was James.
Because he felt like you guys could relate to it, and you guys are on air, and he was giving you a little nugget because he was being profound.
Well, maybe the only person he was wrong about was you, because everyone else found it interesting. You told him to go to bed.
Well, Buzz didn't answer, but Buzz did laugh at my comment. So I think Buzz might have felt similarly to me.
You mean heartthrob Buzz?
Heartthrob Buzz. But... Yeah, so that was weird. And he doesn't partake. One time we were at a bar, I bought him a beer. He threw it in the trash. He didn't even give back to me to drink.
Beer and partaking are two different things.
Okay. Give it to somebody else to drink.
Yeah, give it back to me. I drank it.
No, he
my God.
I would venture to say he was partaking.
All right, well, we have that. And then we have what happened on the afternoon show yesterday, where Spike, fill me in more on this, Kyle. So Spike accused the Mets of cheating.
Yeah, so actually, I think he does a pretty good job of setting this up himself. I'll just play you the cut of some findings on the afternoon show yesterday.
I was doing a statistical deep dive on the Mets.
Great.
I'm not saying that they're cheating.
Uh-oh.
But there's something fishy going on this year with the Mets. So the Mets this year, again, I'm not saying that they're cheating. I'm just saying that maybe somebody should take a look into what's going on.
You're waiting for the deep expose report?
Well, and I'm looking at my phone because I have some statistics here. So the Mets at home this year are 32-13, which is a 7-11 winning percentage. The Mets on the road this year are 19-25, which is a 4-32 winning percentage.
It's almost impossible.
Which is a difference of a plus 0.279, so almost a 280 winning percentage difference. So I went back through history, and I was like, have there been a lot of teams that have had this split? And they have, but they're all in Minnesota and Colorado. Now, Colorado...
Minnesota's a weird one, though.
Well, Minnesota used to have the sight lines and the dome were always weird. They admitted at one point to, like, piping in noise and piping in wind and all that. But you look at the biggest... splits of all time. The first one was 2020. Don't count that. Colorado, Minnesota, Colorado, 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 Minnesota. So, like, this would be the seventh biggest home road split difference in the history of baseball. So you might say to yourself, well, maybe historically at Citi Field, the Mets are way better at home than they are on the road.
Maybe it's such a hitter's advantage there at Citi Field.
Actually, that's not the case, Jack.
Not surprised.
This would be triple the difference between their home and road split than a normal season at Citi Field. It would be their largest home road split in the history of Citi Field by 30%, and almost triple what normal is. Some seasons at Citi Field, they've even had a better record away from Citi Field than they've had at home in Citi Field.
That's a deep dive for real.
That is a deep dive. I mean, some weird quirks there. Kyle, what would you rule this? Do you think there's something to this?
There's definitely something to this. I think they should investigate it immediately. Maybe disband the New York Mets.
That's a lot.
Get them out of the division. All that stuff.
Actually,
you know what they should do? They should void the Juan Soto contract.
Oh, yeah. I think that's an appropriate recourse. That makes sense. And by the way, just from what I'm seeing on social media, people in New York,
not happy at all.
They are not happy with
Spike. I can't imagine why.
Overreacting pretty significantly.
Well, that's a lot. That was a lot. I mean, but the numbers, if the numbers line up, I think that instead of getting mad at him, why don't you go check the fact? Why don't you go look at the numbers?
Don't tell New Yorkers to look at numbers, man.
They don't like that.
They'll get confused.
I'm not saying it's true, but that's a lot. That's a deep dive.
It is. I thought it was interesting. Well, it's something for baseball to monitor. Well, it's on the radar now. Well done by Spike. So there you go. So we've gotten, I don't know if we got to the bottom of anything there.
No, but, we never got
We just had to.
We just talked about it.
We just had to look at it and rip you, Ram, and Give Spite a pat on the back.
I think Juhuan was high, though. I mean, I mean that's profound.
I can almost guarantee you he was not high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've done like 50 investigations on the show, give or take. Zero have we gotten to the bottom of. And about 45 has Hugh recklessly speculated and said something potentially messy about.
I'm going to say something messy now because that, I mean, that does sound like some, you know, a gummy day.
Yeah.
Sound like a little bit of a gummy day.
For most people, I'd agree, but not for Dave. Not for Dave. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Let's go to Cowboy Jim. Hey, Cowboy Jim.
Cowboy Jim.
You don't think that's going to give motivation to the Mets that say, like, hey, they think we cheat. Let's play a little bit harder. You don't think so? That's the dumbest thing anyone's ever said.
No.
And I brought it up.
No, it's not.
And I brought
dumbest.
This up an hour. I brought this up an hour and a half ago, and I told you this is what I want to talk about. And Kyle waits till the end to put me on.
Yeah, Jim, I just bury you to the bottom anyway.
Yeah,
regardless of what
bottom.
You want to talk about.
God, you're a jerk.
Wow. Getting personal.
This is where we've gotten to it.
I could tell that was not a kidding Cowboy Jim. That was a serious Cowboy.
Yeah, no, I know. I got
this.
This is where we are.
He knows I love him. He knows that. And you don't go to Montana. Big lakes up there, they got orcas and sharks in those lakes. Don't go.
Oh, I'm not going by the water.
There are no orcas in the lakes.
I'm going by the water, but I know.
He said there was orcas in the lake.
Drive my pickup truck and, you know, go to a couple hoedowns. You know, that's what they call hoedowns.
If Harper falls
right
off.
Right up your alley.
If Harper falls off, you have a choice. Shark repellent or a life vest. What do you take?
I'm gonna go with the life vest. But you know what? If he's overboard, I probably ain't got time to grab a life vest. So I just gotta go. I don't have time to grab either one because I'm already hesitating. I'm taking a heartbeat before I jump in, and then I'm jumping in. So I gotta, you know, if I wait any longer, then people gonna start looking at me like, "What you doing, Dad? What you doing?" You know, I can't go out like that. I gotta go get him. I gotta go get him.
Sounds like Harper's gonna be saving you. I think that's what's gonna happen.
I gotta go get him, though. Don't I?
It's gonna be who's gonna take a questionable amount of time to go into that water to save him?
No, I'm gonna take a beat, though. I'm definitely gonna take a beat. Definitely.
You know,
that's gonna happen.
Seconds to see if you'll see if somebody else jumped in first.
What I'm gonna do.
Okay, that loser jumped in first. Okay, good. All right.
All right, Jim.
I'm not ashamed of that either.
Here's a lifer, TK. Hold on, TK. I'll speak a little slower today about the Phillies because you didn't quite understand it yesterday. There's no Superman. There's no hero that's coming to save the Phillies. There's no Superman with underwear on the outside coming to save them. Okay? If it wasn't – you have a weak manager, a weak hitting coach. No one's going there. If it wasn't starting rotation, you'd be as bad as the Colorado Rockies.
What have I done to deserve this?
Whoa, Jim just hung up on us, man.
Dude, you can't let Jim hang up on you.
Hey, I mean.
That's crazy.
I was thrown off by the Jerry Jones cut.
I think you're putting this on me.
Yeah, I'm putting it on you. It's your fault, Kyle.
You messed up his train of thought.
Come on. But without further ado, it's time for You People.
You People.
It's time to hear from You People.
What do you mean, You People?
So I guess Julio is off this week somewhere just getting some crazy sunburn.
Somebody said that?
Yeah.
Joe doesn't look like a guy who's going to get tanned. He's going to burn.
He ain't even here.
If you're hanging with Joe outside, many applications of sunscreen. That man is not going to let himself get sunburned. Yeah. Did Hugh Douglas really just big time Ruben Amaro Jr.?
I couldn't remember Rube. I couldn't remember Rube.
The guy that works
here.
Yep.
I had a brain fart.
Yeah. All good.
Yep. If TK was asking for a big stick earlier in the lineup.
I was.
They do advertise for something stick. For that on this radio station.
That's true.
I left it alone.
Hey, man.
I left that one alone.
Who doesn't love a big stick?
You did not leave it alone. You giggled.
Yes, I did. I just laughed. I didn't say anything, but I laughed.
Yep.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah. I like this because this came up during the conversation we were having about the sharks in the bay and whales in lakes. Philly sports radio used to be world class. What happened?
Oh, God. we're not world class. Sorry, we're not up to your standards.
Wait, I'm curious to see what your standards are. Ooh, let me almost say
probably not.
I was about to say I'm gonna keep
something,
it to myself.
Something crazy.
Yeah, you know me. Good, yep. It was on the tip of my tongue, but I'm not gonna bite back.
You come for Hugh. Hey, you better
not miss.
Yep. Probably something to do with this though. Hugh Douglas, the king of teenage innuendo and weed gummies, preaching about being an adult.
Hey, listen. What you mean, teenage innuendo? You thought it was funny because you laughed to whoever you were.
You were giggling about the big stick.
I just
comment.
Think, okay, it's childish, I know, but I'm trying to do better. Mm. I admit that. Mm. And gummies is not for the faint of heart, by the way, sir, or miss. It's not for the faint of heart.
They're also not sure if that was actually a mint and not a gummy with the way that you were acting.
It was not. I take my job seriously. And plus, I don't, can't be popping gummies at the workspace.
Yeah.
It's been a lot of mints, though, lately.
Like, I like
some
mints.
Would say too many.
Yeah, I like mints.
They're calling
like,
you hungry, like hungry Hugh.
That was all right.
That kind of threw you off the entire show.
What's that?
It's Max.
No, Max was putting me on blast for the mints, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Max was selectively zooming in on you while you're while you're doing your mukbang.
Yeah. Mukbang, yeah. Damn it, Max.
Hugh Douglas looks like a used blackboard eraser. It's the beard.
Oh, the beard. Okay, gotcha. We've had that one kind of already.
Yeah, have we?
Yeah, so we kind of had that.
Okay.
Well. Yeah, that was not original.
Unoriginal, still not unfunny. That's my favorite one, though, because WIP posted the clip of TK talking about the Austin Riley trade for Alec Boehm. Well, I guess Joe asked ChatGPT what the dumbest take he could throw out there was today.
Yeah,
that one. You can watch the clip.
Yeah, it's not Joe.
As you would hear pretty clearly, it's not Joe Giglio, but why do that? I don't know what the point is of actually watching or listening to a clip. These days,
he probably thought he cooked too on that one too. Oh,
yeah,
he probably thought he cooked.
Yeah. You didn't cook, sir.
Oh, I cooked on this.
Got to get back in the kitchen.
Just watch the clip.
Yeah. Yeah,
there you go. Well, that's you people for
that's
today.
It. That's
the lesson
that
was
not
of the day.
As bad. Yeah, not
that
as
was,
bad.
That was pretty tame today.
They were tame. Coming
nobody
in
called me a failed restaurant.
No, yesterday was they were on fire. Some,
yeah. I try not to include like the actual hurtful ones,
whatever.
You can put the hurtful ones.
Well, somebody said you look like Jolly.
What?
20 years earlier.
So. Jolly 20 years earlier? Oh, man. Now
you
I'm worried
for it.
About it.
You
know what? Leave those out. Leave those
you
ones
go
out.
Fight. You got to fight somebody now.
Yeah, now I'm ready. Now I'm ready to brawl.
You got
to
fight.
Let's go to Joe in the Northeast. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Tom, you, Kyle.
Tommy,
when you were talking about those pinch hitting for Marsh and Scott, was that the sixth inning? Was it
seventh inning? I think
was it
because
that guy Lucchese came in. Was it the left? Well, anyway,
they had a lefty in, and he bunted with Scott. Then right. Marsh hit a ground ball. I think he should have hit Sosa and Kemp there.
Right, we know what his philosophy is. I was wondering if it might have been the sixth inning or earlier. He won't pinch hit at that time.
Yeah, I'm like 95% sure it was the seventh.
Okay, that the right hander is going to come around again, and then they'll have a right hander against the right handed batter.
Right.
There's a guy, the national TV keeps talking about this guy is available, will be available. Is Eugenio Suarez, the third baseman for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He was a free agent last year, him and Christian Walker. Walker went to the Astros. So I don't know what his contract is now. Is it an opt-out or anything? We're talking about him. And they'll probably want pitching back. But you get him, you put him at third base, and then you decide what you're going to do with Boehm. Do you move him to first and put Harper in the outfield? Well, you trade Boehm for somebody.
Well, this is the thing, Joe. I mean, Suarez is not a good fielder, so I think if you're doing that, you'd probably, I don't know, maybe DH him and put Schwarber back in the field.
No, Tom, you got that all wrong. The guy's a great – he's a great defensive player.
I'm pretty sure he's been the DH this year for Arizona.
That's what national TV talks about him. They say he's the great, he played for – I don't know how old he is. He played for Seattle before.
Yeah, he's older. He was with the Reds. He's been around a while.
He's got 28 home runs, and there's your right-handed bat, there. And in reference to Kirkring, last night. You know, when the umpire's got a blind spot, Cuzzy, why keep going to that quadrant?
Well, I hear you, Joe, and I appreciate the call. We got to run. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to put that on the pitcher. Like, you make the pitches. The ump's got to call it. Like, I'm not going to adjust where I'm throwing the ball because the ump can't see it, you know?
Yeah, you got to – that was just egregious. I'm of the mindset not Topper should have probably came out there and swung.
There you go, Hugh. We got you to come around throughout the course of the
whole
show.
Took the whole show.
Yeah, but I mean, Kirkering's throwing the ball. He can only make the pitches. The ump's got a call. But that's going to do it for us today. Now, tomorrow, we will be out at McGurk's in Fort Washington.
McGurk's.
Make sure you come out tomorrow, either before the pitching event or after the pitching event. Jack versus Joe at Plymouth White Marsh High School. We'll be right around the corner at McGurk's in Fort Washington. So make sure you come out to both McGurk's and to watch Jack versus Joe tomorrow in the baseball event at Plymouth White Marsh. Thank you to Kyle Quinn for producing. Stay tuned. Afternoon show coming up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.